Andrea Dimitriadis, you are a well-known actress in Australia, and you do have Greek descent. You were born to Greek migrant parents here in Australia, if I'm not wrong.
That's right. My mother was born here in Perth, but my father was born in Cyprus, yes.
And he moved eventually to Australia.
That's right, to Perth.
Your parents had four girls, and you are the youngest.
That's right, much to my poor father having four girls, but he survived it, thank God.
Five women in the house altogether?
Oh, gosh. I think about that now, and I think poor Costas had to deal with five women. We're very tough women too, so...
Most of the Australian audience, though, know you through your work, which is quite significant. You have starred in television series. You have starred in movies like Alex and Eve, movie that opened the Greek Film Festival a few years back. Now, this year, you had a significant role in one very successful series that ABC broadcasted, which was called Seven Ways of Ambigity. Can you tell us about the story and how it was based on a book? And how was your whole experience during this project?
Well, Seven Types of Ambiguity is a book written by Elliot Perlman. And I auditioned for it actually a year ago, and they waited for a while to put it out because they wanted to work on technical things. I played a character called Angela, and she was a part of seven characters that they explored within the book. It's fascinating insight into human behaviour, and I was really lucky to be a part of it, especially because they had actors like, you know, Hugo Weaving and Susie Porter and Alex Dimitriadis. Yeah, it was quite an extraordinary project to be a part of, and told a really great kind of, it was really great storytelling. So, yeah, I was very lucky to be a part of that. And I do pinch myself because, you know, there's a lot of actors that don't work. So whenever I get a job, it's pretty exciting. But then to be a part of something as extraordinary as Seven Types of Ambiguity was just amazing.
You mentioned Alex Dimitriadis. You have worked with him before. You share a common surname, although
That's right. You're
not related, right?
No, not related at all, because things happen in Seven Types of Ambiguity that would be very strange if we were related. But no, he's lovely. I think his family's eye, he's probably going to get upset with me. I think he's from Thessaloniki, or like I think that's where he's at his parents, and we've got different spelling, but he's great, and we've actually done we did The Principal together for SBS. Mm-hmm.
Exactly, a very, very successful series, this one, The Principal.
That's right, and that's another great story, and these are the stories that we need to tell here in Australia, these immigrant stories, because we just don't get enough of them, and it's not, you know, being very representative of what Australia actually is. So The Principal was a really great thing to be a part of, and he's a lovely guy, and we've worked quite a lot together.
It should be common for people, for the audience, to think that you're somehow related, I guess.
I know, different spelling though. But mm-hmm. Dad did say that Dimitriadis is a bit like Smith in Greece. Like there's a lot of Dimitriadis. So, so it's not related at all.
Now, in Seven Ways of Ambiguity, one of the directors had also Greek background, Anna mm-hmm. Kokkinos. She's very well known as well, not only in Australia, but in the film industry in general. Would you say that Australia is open to all background cultures in order for someone to create the desired result?
Yeah, I think we're getting better and better at it. I think we're slowly beginning to understand, well, the film industry and the TV industry are slowly beginning to understand that a lot, you know, we're all migrants except for the Indigenous Australians, mm-hmm. and we want to see ourselves represented on television. You know, when I watched Head On by Anna Kokkinos, I saw a Greek family on television and I went, oh, wow, that means if I see them on screen, it means I'm represented in society, and that means I'm accepted in society. So I think it's a very big thing for migrants and, you know, children of migrants to see themselves on screen, because it becomes, you feel more of an acceptance. Mm-hmm. And but I do believe that, you know, if we want those stories to be made, we have to make them, you know. Migrants, we have to make them, because the people that own the networks, you know, the white Anglo-Saxon men, they don't know our stories. So it's up to us. We can't get embittered about telling them. We've just got to make them, create them ourselves and put them on the screens ourselves. So I guess it is a very exciting time in Australia. We're seeing so many more diverse shows. I'm doing a show called Pulse at the moment for ABC, and they made a big effort to cast a wide net and not just look at the same old people that are on television. So in that, we've got these amazing, extraordinary actors who have Indian parents, Bangladeshi parents. I'm playing a Greek doctor, but it doesn't get talked about. It's just kind of what Australia is now. Mm-hmm. It, you know, we're all migrants.
And it's a very multicultural society. At the movies or in the TV industry, people have to relate with their own culture somehow, whatever this culture is. And you, although you have a Greek background, in Seven Ways of Ambiguity, you play someone that is from Turkish background, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, and it doesn't really get talked about, which is great. Like, you know, there has to be a time when we get on screen where ethnicity isn't actually talked about, mm-hmm. that we just belong, that we're just Australians living in this multicultural society. But, yeah, we have to relate. We have to feel empathy for people on screens, and we have to be able to see ourselves in those people. And that's what stories are there for. That's what TV and film, you know, we want to reflect human desires, human idiosyncrasies, and then so then having all different people on screen, I think, is really important, because then more people can relate, as you said, and then more people will want to watch those stories.
Is Australia right now investing a lot in its TV and movie industry, wanting to catch up, let's say, with the rest of the Western world, and especially the States?
Yeah, I think they are, and I think, you know, with all the mediums like Hulu and Netflix, I think Australia are starting to get very competitive, which is good, because we have to start competing a little bit more and not being the little archaic country that's south of everyone. And I think that, yeah, I think what they're trying to do is really get involved in that world. And now Australians are making stuff for Stan, making stuff for Netflix, and it just gives a bigger podium for people to create and to tell stories.
Have you ever considered pursuing a career abroad, let's say to Hollywood?
Yeah, oh, the dream. Well, I'm going in 2 weeks to LA, and I've got a manager there. So, yeah, being able to do auditions and stuff there is fantastic. I want to tell Australian stories all the time. That's my main aim. I want to be able to, you know, really be a part of investing in this culture's really rich history. I want to continue doing that, but sometimes there's not enough work here, so then you want to start telling universal stories. And I think the States really kind of have it going now. If I could speak Greek better, I'd love to go to Greece, but they would laugh at my Greek very quickly, like my dad does when he cries when I speak Greek. He's so bad.
But you have been taught some Greek during your lifetime.
A little bit, like, you know, because I was the fourth, though. Mm-hmm. They kind of got a bit, you know, relaxed when it got to me. And I got out of going to Greek school, thank God, because...
they gave up, maybe.
because I got to go to ballet instead. But I really feel as if I should have stayed there a lot longer. But that's something that I really want to work on. And Dad said that he could give me some lessons and stuff. But I really want to get onto that Greek, learning Greek.
What is your favourite Greek quote? Something that you can remember and you can tell us for our Greek audience.
I don't know. I don't know if I have a favourite Greek quote, but I love, you know, I played Antigone recently in Sydney on stage, and I just think we have the best stories. You know, we are, I know that I'm an actor because stories is so entrenched in our mm-hmm. in our blood, being Greek. You know, we tell stories. We told the best stories. Antigone's, Orestes, Oedipus, all that stuff is extraordinary. And theatre was just what people did in ancient Greece. You went to the theatre. It was like a civil duty. Mm-hmm. So I find that beautiful culture so, like, extraordinary. And I really feel it kind of, I'm very proud of it. And I feel it deep in your DNA,
I think.
Yeah, I do. I do feel it. And I want to hold on to that. And I think, you know, when you work in Australia, you go, oh, I'm Australian. And I go, I'm really lucky because I'm Australian, but I've got this beautiful ancestry and this
Greek background.
Greek background that I can, best food, best dancing, best music, and best stories that have survived. Mm-hmm. Like, those stories from ancient Greek culture have survived so long, and there's a reason for that, because they really delve into the deep human psyche. And it's like Shakespeare in that respect. Shakespeare stole all this stuff from the Greek and the Romans anyway, but, like, it's that respect of, like, these stories, they're intrinsically humans. So, yeah, I find that, so I'm so proud of that.
You're very young, but what would you say is your main goal in life, your biggest dream?
Well, one of them, I guess, is just to continue working and to continue telling stories, make my family proud, maybe tell stories that really help people and aid them and make them laugh, make them cry. But I feel as if TV and film really do rescue people from certain sadnesses, or teach people from, you know, teach people certain lessons and stuff. And I'm really happy and lucky to be a part of that culture. Yeah.
And in personal terms, do you plan to balance the family and the movie industry at a point?
It sounds like my father would ask me that question. I would love to have babies, yeah, one day. And it's really hard. Like, as you know, I don't know if you've got a family, but balancing for women is so hard, because you kind of do have to take some time off. You know, you have to. It's not like a man where they can just continue to work. You know, we've got to actually go, okay, well, I've got to take a bit of time off. And so that is hard. But, yeah, I would love to one day, yeah.
But not in your immediate plans?
Well, not quite yet. I don't know if I'm ready. I can't really look after myself. I don't think I'd be able to live alone look after I'm a child. But, yeah, I would love to in the future, definitely.
All right, and one last question. How long are you going to be away from Australia, the Los Angeles?
Just a month, and then heading back to Perth to hang out with my Yaya and my family. That's
but
my
during
time.
This month, a lot of things might come up.
Yeah, so, yeah, exactly.
And you definitely keep us informed, right?
Yes, I will.
Thank you very much for finding the time to speak to SBS Radio Greek, Andrea Dimitriadis. The best of luck.
Thank you. Thank you so much.